'cause you see I'm a dinosaur. I should have died out a long time before. Have pity on a dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Text line. Would be in touch with the program, 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program about an hour from now from Alabama Today, our Thursday regular April Marie Fogle. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, Attorney General Steve Marshall will be with us. So please make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, I wanted to get him on, just kind of get an update. And he represents the people up in Talladega County near Sylacauga, around Sylacauga. Ben Robbins, State Representative Ben Robbins. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for coming on. We do appreciate it. You've been very, very proactive here. There's a resettlement underway, and we're seeing it throughout the state. Is this kind of, unlike Albertville, where they've had to deal with immigrants coming in and the assimilation and everything. This is something relatively new, but kind of give us a lay of the land, the way you understand things. And we've seen the news reports, but there's a lot of confusion out there.
There is a lot of confusion, and I appreciate you saying I've been proactive. I think my constituents really just want to know some answers on this. And that's what's the struggle is our federal government is completely, their immigration policy is just so completely inept that what we believe would be basic questions that should be easily answered are unanswerable. You know, it seems like how did they end up here? The federal government has no idea. And talking to some of the Haitian immigrants, I think that they are being promised jobs and opportunities and maybe some false promises to get on vans, is what it seems like, instead of buses. From the description, the way they describe how they got here, to me it sounds more like a van than a bus, but they don't know the term van. Apparently they'll say the bus, but they'll describe a van, and are showing up in our communities without these jobs and opportunities that they were promised. And so it's creating a bad environment, not just for our community, but also for the immigrant themselves. And they don't need to be in Sylacauga. They don't need to be in Albertville. They need to be in other places or in Haiti with their families, because these are not good conditions that they're living in here.
The concern, it seems, and you look at it, is a community really prepared for something like this? There's the language barrier. There's also the infrastructure and dealing with that. The available housing, for example.
We do not have the resources, period. South Talladega County has not had a residential development, housing development in 40 years, basically. There were some in the early 2000s, but we're having the very first housing development built since the recession in South Talladega County. We have a housing shortage. We have no one that speaks French Creole, Haitian Creole in this community. And so there's just an impossibility to provide or to assist, even if you wanted to, even if you were a few of them go to the Baptist Church, First Baptist Church in Sylacauga. Even if you said, "Oh, we want to help you and provide you with food and help you," you couldn't even communicate with them on learning what they need or how that you want to help them. We can't provide these services. We can't help, and they don't, and we don't have the resources to even help them. It makes no sense to bring them here. And it is, again, it's just the complete failure of our federal government in knowing how many immigrants are here in America, where they are and where they are going. It's creating a, like, Sylacauga is Albertville, is Athens, is every small town in America is going to be dealing with this issue and having to face it because our federal government is allowing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in with no monitoring and ripe for human trafficking and other issues that come along with that.
Well, it seems to be this, that let's say at some point that the federal government does step in and help, but then it just becomes sort of a dependency. Like, you still don't really have a good answer for, well, where are these people going to work? What does their health care look like? What is their education if they have kids? You have a lot of still unanswered things. And then if the federal government comes in with, you know, money or resources or whatever, it's just creating this federal government dependency for the local community.
Oh, in no way am I arguing with that. I think that you are completely correct. The government is so big, it has created a problem that is now causing local communities to have to look to them to solve because of our federal government dependency. And so, yes, I think you're right. I mean, what happens to the person that comes to the country with no language skills, only Creole speaking abilities, is in America with no job and no ability to find a job? What happens? They end up on government assistance. Maybe right now some of them are not on government assistance because they don't know English to know who to talk to on how to get those programs, but eventually they will be on government assistance because, like we said, we don't have, when I use the term resources, I'm talking about houses, jobs, everything. I mean, we don't have a large poultry plant here. So there is a finite number of jobs, and there are more Haitians coming than there are jobs available. So what happens to someone that is unemployed with no skills and no ability to provide? They end up on the government roll, and then our community will also end up on the government roll, and our state will further rely on federal assistance. So it is a bad environment. It's chaos created by the federal government at the top down.
That's the problem, though. We don't know, like, it's in the shroud of mystery here. Why Sylacauga? Why Talladega County? What is going on here? How is this? Why did they just look at a map of Alabama and start throwing darts? Or is there something there? And that seems to be the unresolved issue.
Right. Well, I know for a fact from talking, you know, because I'm doing everything I can to try to figure out these questions. I'm going to the Haitians where they live and saying, talk to me. Tell me why you're here. I'm talking to people that anybody I can. And I know for a fact that, you know, they are, our community cannot handle this. We have, it's unfair to Talladega County, and it's unfair to the immigrants of what's happened. It's unfair to say, get in this van or get in this bus. Here's a sheet of paper with four people that might employ you, and go ask them for a job. That is what the federal government is doing. They're allowing that type of system to happen. And that is just completely, I mean, we can't, and then you get here and those four places aren't hiring. So now what happens? It is just a terrible situation. And I think that talking to several of the legislators that are dealing with this, we're going to have to do everything we can in the state legislature to create some laws to try to prevent this flow into the state of Alabama, because we don't want our communities dependent on the federal government, and we don't want large numbers of unemployed people with low skill and an ability to communicate coming into our communities. It's not good for anybody.
Joined by State Representative Ben Robbins here on the program from Sylacauga, Talladega County. Representative, we hearing this, and I don't know if you can speak on this, that the federal government's kind of using these non-governmental organizations, these NGOs, as a pass-through. Sometimes they are faith-based. You have any sense of that going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you've seen is massive fraud and issues from these NGOs. I mean, what is happening is there's just greed. These NGOs are getting money through grants and other ways to help, using air quotes, help Haitians. And all they're doing is giving them a sheet of paper that says, here, take, go apply at these four places. And they're ending up basically in the arms of people that have no concern for them and are, in essence, trafficking them from point A to point B and squeezing money out of the immigrant at every turn, at every corner. And I cannot understate how toxic it is, how terrible it is to our community and the immigrant. And these NGOs and our federal government are just watching it happen and completely okay with it. And our federal government is pumping money, has pumped a lot of money into a system that is overriding our local communities and just really being a unjust, unfair system to everybody. Some of these immigrants should not be here. They most of them should not be here. And they're led here really by our federal government on false promises.
What are you hearing? I guess so we're at the state level here. The governor, the last time we talked, you said they've been very, very helpful. Does that still remain the case?
Yeah. I mean, everybody is concerned about this issue, and everybody wants to know more answers. But because of the ineptitude and that ineptitude causing such chaos at Homeland Security and our federal government, it's hard to get answers. But everybody is working on this issue because of the strain it's putting on our local communities, the human trafficking that's happening, the drugs that could be coming here. It's all a toxic environment that we want to try to prevent from happening in Alabama. And we've got to get to the bottom of it so we can create legislation that would curb this tide.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, obviously immigration, and Alabama's had to learn the hard way over the years, is a federal issue. What can the state do, if anything, to try to curb this? Representative? Looks like we may have lost Representative Robbins there. 251-343-0106. That's the text line if you want to be in touch with the program. Let's see. Do we have you now? There we go. We dropped.
Yeah, I'm back.
My question was before we dropped. It was why can't the state do? I guess at the legislative level, like what laws could they pass? Because as we know, I mean, Alabama's tried this before. And they've kind of run afoul of the federal government with passing immigration laws or code or whatever. What do you think you could do there at that level?
I think there are several things we can do. Yes, immigration itself is a federal issue. And the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution means that federal law supersedes state law. So anything tied directly to immigration is a federal issue. However, when you come in under the CHNV program, and this is something that we're looking into, when you come under the CHNV program, you have a sponsor. That sponsor is supposed to provide you with transitions, with job placement, language skills, all of those services. If those sponsors are failing and dumping them on us, I think those sponsors owe our community and our state money for the failure that they did as a sponsor. And that's not a federal issue. That's just saying, hey, we spent X number of dollars. Here's your invoice that you pay us for your failure to do what you were supposed to do. I also think there's some things we can do in terms of how basically what the, if you are hiring a C-11 employee, which would be a CHNV employee, you must notify that you've hired one, and that way at least the state could monitor. But I think at the end of the day, we've got to tighten up some of our – we've done a lot in the last few years, but we really need to probably exercise and use the laws that we have on the books concerning human trafficking. And I think that if we do that, because I believe that is happening here, from talking with some of the Haitians, that if we were able to do that and the threat of the human trafficking prosecutions, I think that these people would say, we're not going to bring them to Alabama anymore because we're concerned about that. We'll go to another state. Not that I want them in America, but I don't want them in Alabama. So I think that we have laws in our books and we can strengthen some of our laws, but we could also use them that we have currently on the books.
You could use them as a deterrent, the hassle, make it much more of a hassle, right? To where, okay, maybe Alabama's right. not the place we want to do this.
Yeah, if I'm concerned I might get prosecuted for human trafficking, or I'm going to have to register with the state that I'm a sponsor, and then I might have to pay some bill to the state. No, just go to, you know, go to Indiana, go here. Don't go. Don't send them to Alabama. I don't want that hassle. It's possible. Or, you know, and so I think that we do have some laws in the books that could be deterrents, and we do have laws in the books that, and I think laws currently in the books, but laws we need to strengthen that could really go at some of the people that are doing bad things that are mixed in with the immigrant population.
Representative, we'll leave it there, but thanks for hopping on. I think you added a lot. We do appreciate you coming on with us.
No problem. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We got to get a break in here, guys. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porras Show on FM Talk 106.5.